Yeah, I just really thought that was some good preaching. You really don't hear that every day, and it was just beautiful how you took the Old Testament and you could just see, you know, we can see in our day and age, you know, the plagues basically coming upon our land and floods and fires and, you know, shootings and all kinds of stuff, you know, Ebola, all kinds of things that are coming upon our land. And you brought it out from the Old Testament when a nation, you know, turns its back on God, and then you brought it home to, you know, specifically ourselves. And I just want to thank you, Larry, as well, for providing the Monday night call for my husband, because he didn't have a group of men to fellowship with. And I know there's women on the call too, but he really just is blossoming because of the phone call. And I just encourage him to call whenever. He looks forward to it. He prepares for it. He never had a group of people really to share, you know, his faith with. So these calls are very important, and they're causing him to grow, and then he shares in our small groups at church, and people are like, wow, I love what you share. And so it's really bringing out something in him that hasn't been brought out before. And I just, and he just really respects you, and I do too. And we just want to thank you for your dedication to doing the work of the Lord, because you're really doing the work of the Lord, and I really believe God will provide a job for you, you know, because he's just going to do that. And I love to say, you know, it's God's problem. It's really not your problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
For a job, you know, it's like, well, God, I'm doing your work, so this is your problem.
Yeah.
And he's like,
well,
how I'm going to handle this, Larry. No. So
right.
He's got it. He's got it for you. And God will open a door as you continue to just do his work. And you're like Peter, where Jesus said, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, you know, feed my sheep. And that's what you're doing. I mean, you got pastors on your call, and then pastors go and they are influencing hundreds of thousands of people that they are ministering to. So I just encourage you that you are, you know, there only may be a few people on the call, but it's like getting together in the name of Jesus and feeling that unity of the brethren over the phone call, and having Jesus be the center of this phone call, and learning of him and talking of him, and edifying each other, and iron sharpens iron, and just, it's just so cool.